Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gonzalo Duran, and this is Zit Talk Radio. Today's guest we have is Miguel Salamanca from Samaritan Village. He has exciting news about this weekend, and he's going to give us a little information about his background, where he comes from, a little bit about his service, and we look forward to that. Before we start the show, I want to say a very shout-out and thank you to the Patriot Nation Network for allowing us to have this opportunity to give a platform to veterans across the country so they can share their story and have a voice in the community, and for organizations to let us know what services are out there for us to benefit from. So let's go into the top of the hour. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook at DaveBray, USA. I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. Very straightforward and good people. Deep down inside, they are very human, just like you and I. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. So here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. This is Vet Talk Radio. Today on the line with me is Miguel E. Salamanca from Samaritan Village. Miguel, thank you for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, to start off the show, would you mind giving us a little background? I mean, you don't have to go into too much of your service, but that's from where you're from and the branch that you're in.
I'm from the Bronx, New York, and the branch I served, United States Navy, served 11 years.
And you finished off as a recruiter?
Well, one of the jobs that I've held in the Navy was a recruiter. Yeah, I worked in Fordham Road, the Bronx, for a couple of years. But the last rank I held was called Petty Officer Second Class, Sergeant, if it was Army or Marines. That's how you would know it best.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Any tours or anything you want to talk about while you're in service?
Say again, please.
Do you want to talk about anything while you were, any stories while you were in, or did you do any tours?
Any stories? Let's see. Well, I can go back to days when I was a recruiter. I think having been a recruiter was the toughest job ever, putting people into the Navy from the Bronx, New York. We've got a lot of bright people. Not everybody's ready to make the step. But those that did it, they made out pretty well, I think. And I'm pretty proud of having served, and I'm proud to see them still serving.
Well, now that the educational benefits for SUNY and CUNY are basically for everybody, because not that many people are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, I mean, do you think that it's going to be a little bit harder for the recruiters to get some of these applicants to come in?
Oh, my God. Let's see. I know the time when I was a recruiter, that was one of the draws to bring them in. But, you know, even now with this new change in making it tuition-free for CUNY and SUNY colleges, you know, there's still going to be something that needs to be paid for. Okay, they're just making the tuition free for persons that cannot afford. Will it be hard for recruiters? I don't think so. What recruiters are going to have to do is learn in detail what this law entails so they can use that and understand it and bring it to clients or future applicants to join the military.
Well, that's one opinion. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be such a draw. Not to say that everybody that comes in wants to just get the education, but I think that was a super big draw for the last 10 years. And to take that out of the equation, I'm kind of iffy because, I mean, I worked in the operations for the recruiting station, and, you know, I didn't get the perks that you guys did, but I had to work long hours without them. And without that college system, I think it's going to be a really, really tough time for these guys to get their quota.
No. I don't think so, because not everybody out there wants to go to college, that I remember. There are people that want to be paid. They want to be able to afford a car. They want to be able to afford a home. They want to be able to do things that they may not be able to do right now. And then some. But those that want to go to college, you know, look, there's still things you got to pay for. You still have to pay for books. You still have to pay for room and board. As a recruiter, that's something that still can be used to help any prospective new recruits be able to join the military. They can still do it and still get that money to make that happen.
Well, I like your confidence in that. And for the listeners out there, this is the type of recruiter you want to work with, not with some other ones. But so why bring this up? Why make this an issue? The reason I grab onto that, because now what you're doing is helping out veterans to the Samaritan Village. But before we go deep into that, you are an educated veteran. You have your master's. I don't remember the background information, but would you tell us a little bit about your education?
I have a master's degree in criminal justice with a minor in human services, also a bachelor's in the same criminal justice.
Where did you get your education?
I attended Monroe College right here in the Bronx, New York.
So you came out of the Bronx, came back home, and, you know, got your education back at home, and I'm assuming you started working in your area or around the city?
Oh, not even. After I graduated from school, at the time I was a single dad, I was unemployed for the entire year of 2015, damn near reaching into 2016. The resume I had, the skills that I had, it just wasn't enough to get me through the door into employers. I went to different organizations that had to deal with veterans, and I just didn't have the right tools set to make things happen, but I got lucky. I can tell you how that happened.
Well, let's go back a little bit now, and this, we we started with the educational part because at that point you already had your education, correct?
Yes.
So now you have a solid military background. I'm assuming that you were a straight arrow and everything.
Yes.
What do you think was the hardest part? Because we had somebody here on the show a couple weeks ago, Andrew Rosario from Connecticut, and for him, it was all networking. And he believes that was his biggest skill to get him through the door. What did you find hard to getting you through that door, though? Because you want to, I mean, a whole year is not like...
Hard. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
So you already had the education, you had a solid work background, but what was that missing piece that you think you were missing?
The missing piece was it wasn't enough. I needed to have more skills, more time in the field that I had started to work in. You know, I had done some volunteer work, yes, did some teaching, so that helped out. The recruiting helped out, but still it wasn't enough. What I developed, and it was way late into my career, was the ability to network with people and getting a better understanding of through networking, it builds a rapport, builds a notoriety, and people then want to know me, and got me hired through that.
So right after the almost 1 year of unemployment, what did you jump into?
What did I jump into after having been unemployed for the year?
Yes.
I worked for a company in Brooklyn, one I didn't even know existed, honestly. I found the company through Workforce One in the Bronx, Fordham, their offices there. Interviewed with them. The interview went unlike any interview I've ever seen. All I was asked for was, show me. So I was given a scenario. The scenario was a classroom full of older adult students, unruly. How am I going to fix the situation? I showed it, and I was hired on a spot. So I got to work with people that come from homeless community, trying to get them into a job. So not only did I do what's called orientation, show them about the company in daytime, but later on in the afternoon, I learned to do resumes, something I had no prior skills in doing beforehand. And that helped to build a solid background that I needed to have on my resume to move on to the next position.
So now working with the homeless population, that's got to be pretty rough. I mean, what was the hardest part in getting their – well, I'm assuming it wasn't too hard to get their attention, but getting them employment, what was the hardest part?
The hardest part was keeping them focused because they've been bounced around so much, or they may have limited skills, or didn't have a proper resume, or didn't know how to word their resumes properly. Keeping them focused, keeping myself focused, because the homeless population that I found have an extra special need that people that have not been in this situation need to be taken care of properly with patience, and that's something that I had to gain.
Okay. So now you got the education, you have a solid background in the military, you have 1 year of experience helping the homeless population. What next? What did you jump into next?
What did I jump into? The current company that I'm working for, exactly what I've been wanting to do since I got out of the military, was working with the veteran population. Because I know that for me, having been where I was, that we are in dire need of some people that really care and want to help. What I do today is exactly what I want to be doing, making sure that homeless veterans are going to get the housing they need and they deserve, because quite frankly, there's too many of us out there that aren't getting services or don't know where to look. When I'm there and I'm using the skills that I learned from when I was a recruiter, from when I did the resumes, building great rapport with them and trying to get them housed.
I like that. So what got you into this this new position? What would you say was the key factor?
The key factor that got me in this position was the fact that I have been there homeless. After I was out the military, having been unemployed, I could only stay at the apartment where I was. But for so long, I ended up having to live with a friend. Didn't go to a shelter, but I had to live on a friend's couch. And my children slept on a blow-up bed. And I remember thinking that, oh, the world is coming to an end. But I got to keep my focus because my kids need me. I met up with you, CEO of Devil Dog USA, and I let you know what my skills and strengths are. And sure enough, networking helps out. So Meriden Village saw that I have the ability to make it happen. So far, so good. I'm enjoying what I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I appreciate the shout out. To give the audience a little bit more detail, the programs that we have as an organization, you know, resources and recreation and housing, those are factors that I like to throw in there. But the networking is the biggest part. You coming in and reaching out through another source, someone else that we both mutually know, participating in a golf event, then volunteering in a domestic violence event that we had, and then
Yes. Knowing
your background, getting the information that was needed, knowing your education, knowing what you were prepared for, and then when the opportunity came up when an organization says, Gonzalo, we need somebody who fits this criteria.
Right.
Okay, I got three choices. Here are your choices. Here's a file on them. You pick. And then there you go.
Yeah, because all this didn't happen overnight. One can only be so lucky. But I have come to find that networking is the key to success. That's where you're going to get your foot in the door and get that job. I mean, I've tried Indeed and other organizations, but networking is somebody got to know you, get your foot in the door, make it happen from there. That beautiful thing.
And it's a beautiful story. Now that you're able to do what you want in the environment that you want, would you tell the audience what Samaritan is, give us some background, and then what you're doing to help out?
Samaritan Village, or Samaritan Data Village, what I do. I'll tell you what I do as a SSVF case manager. What I go in up there and do is I find veterans who need housing, who live in shelters or are on their way to becoming evicted or can't find the money they need to make up arrears. My job is to make sure that they never lose housing or they get the housing. But every veteran that comes in, you got to meet criteria and be eligible for the services that we provide. It's time limited, so one doesn't stay on it forever. If when a home is found after 90 days, we want to be sure that the client is able to support themselves after the time spent with us. Not only do we provide rapid rehousing, but we got to make sure that they're able to support themselves financially, so we'll help them find a job. We got to make sure that they have all the benefits they need, so we got to send them to the VA and get all the right resources from the VA. And if there's more than need, there is other services that Samaritan Village does provide. Got to check out the website to find out in more detail.
And for the clients or individuals that might want to send a referral, could you give us the information on how to reach the Samaritan Village, maybe even your contact if you're allowed to do that?
I could do that. Give me a moment. Contacts. I have to look at my phone number because I don't always remember it right away. All right, phone number, you can reach at Samaritan Village. You can call in we're in the Manhattan office. It's 212-586-1270. That's Samaritan Daytop Village. We're located at 321 West 44th Street. Ninth floor.
And the website?
It's pretty much SamaritanVillage.org.
There we go. So now, if the audience, if you guys didn't catch that, right after this episode, you guys can log back on and get that information. Now, I don't want to keep you too long, Miguel. One last question that I have for you.
Sure.
Now that we're in this situation that you're in right now, now that you're in this situation, I'm assuming you haven't been there too long, but what do you believe one of the things that could probably benefit some of the veteran community members to not fall into where you're helping them at?
What can lead them not to fall into homelessness?
Yes.
Oh, man, there's so many factors I've seen. What can lead to it? Look, if you're a veteran and you're about to leave out the military, I strongly recommend at least 6 months before you get out, start researching jobs, start making contacts with people, get a resume put together. From a source that knows how to do resumes, you may have to pay for it, and then start interviewing with places, federal jobs, city jobs. Otherwise, I've seen when you get out, when a person's get out, they can see stuff like a severance pay. Okay, severance pay is good, but that only lasts for so long. You got to look at the economy, where you're going to live, can you afford it? Moving back in with mom and pop, that's just never going to work. You're already used to living on your own, so keep going that way. Also, look, when you get out of here, the civilian world, to civilians, we look like, all they know of us is, thank you for your service, what can you do for me? They don't know what we've been through. Treat civilians or people that have never been in the military with respect, and just know that you have to learn a whole new way of being. Just stay focused on the goal that you set out. And know another thing, at the end of the day, whatever goals you have set up, you're going to have at least four other things set aside just in case you don't reach that goal you're trying to get into.
Perfect. Now, just so that people can understand why I asked that question, you had a great education. You had a solid background. You're missing some stuff. What gave you maybe a foot in the door, it was, you know, chance and hope. And then what got you what you wanted was some networking. So these are good advice, good information from somebody who went through the struggle, who's surpassed it, and now basically a role model for what we want to be and where we should be at. To leave off here, you have an event coming up on Saturday. Would you give us a little information on that and what you're going to be doing there?
On Saturday, I'll be presenting my own part of the Samaritan Village, and I'll be supporting the event, whereas, look, it's a networking event. It's an event where you're going to be able to dress properly, get photographs taken for yourself so you can have a better-looking LinkedIn profile. Look sharp. Learn how to navigate. Get that job and future happen for yourself. If you are about to be homeless, that sort of thing happening, talk to me. I will make sure that we set up some time that you and I can sit down and get you refocused to get you a place to live, Samaritan Village.
Thank you so much, Miguel. We appreciate it very much.
All right. You take care now.
Thank you. Well, everyone, so that you can understand, I have the flyer that you were talking about. If you go to 1074 Hall Place Saturday between 1 and 4, once again, 1074 Hall Place between 1 and 4, Bronx, New York, you'll be able to get a photograph, a headshot photograph, so that you can use it for your LinkedIn profile. So you'll get one headshot, you'll be able to get 1 3-year of LinkedIn premium membership. Then there'll be a financial specialist, a employment specialist, and then obviously there'll be Miguel there for his part. It looks like it's a great program, not only mentorship, it's a financial and employment workshop. It's not things that are provided to us before we get out. And if they are, they're pretty condensed. So having stuff like this out there before we get out, I think is very important. If you listen to what Miguel said, he had an education, he had a solid background, but he was missing two key components. One, for being prepared and having backgrounds, and the networking portion of it. So I don't want you guys to end up in a bad situation. So I'm going to give this information out again. There's a employment and financial workshop. It's at 1074 Hall Place in Bronx, New York, from 1 to 4 p.m. There's an employment specialist. There's a financial specialist. There's a mentorship program. We have the, American Corporate Partners that has a free one-year membership. They put you together with somebody in the corporate world. That's incredible. It's free. Second, you have LinkedIn providing 1 3-year premium membership. that's one of the biggest networks. That is the biggest network programs that are out there. Then you have Samaritan Village that's out there. If you're about to be homeless or you're in that situation, this is an opportunity to meet somebody in person. And then you have Devil Dog USA, which provides other resources, putting it all together for you. This is an opportunity for you guys to get out there, get some information, get some knowledge, be prepared, help others. With that said, I'm going to leave you guys off with a promo from the American Brand. Once again, this is Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. I want to say thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate everything you're doing. If you guys need us, you know how to find us. And a huge shout out to the American Patriots for once again giving us this opportunity to help the veterans and around the world, around the country, et cetera. And we'll catch us next week at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We'll be back with another guest to give us some great information. Thank you. Signing off, and always God bless America.
We are 241 years past the signing of the Declaration of Independence. As a country, we have endured civil and global wars, economic and social crises, and questions of faith, governance, and the rule of law. At the same time, we have led the world in innovation and as a beacon of hope for liberty and individual freedoms. Yet we are now at the precipice of change as we face ourselves with honesty and to ask the questions that can no longer be avoided. As a country built on the principles of by and for the people, we have become the country for special interests and political and corporate elites. The dream that the American brand has promised the world is now fading. The voices of the extremes, be it right or left, dominate the echo chambers of politics while everyday America screams to be heard. These voices, so offhandedly cast aside, are the voice of American populism. And it is time that these voices are given their due. To re-empower common sense, to elevate daily America, and to legitimize the values and virtues rooted in the documents that built our nation. We must begin by asking the questions of our very nature. Who are we? What do we stand for? Where are we going? What have we become? It is irresponsible to look back to our roots and ignore where we are. It is equally irresponsible to look forward without an honest assessment of where we begin and what we have become. Our country was built upon three critical pillars: constitutional values, states' rights, and individual freedoms. And yet we are a country torn apart by the virtues we all think we understand. We claim to love the Constitution, yet few have read it. We claim to love America, yet few have traveled its small towns and inner cities to experience the realities of our own people. We declare ourselves as the greatest nation on earth, yet few have ever traveled beyond our borders to compare. We claim to respect liberty, as factional extremes on both the left and the right fight to suppress an individual's free will because of cultural biases and intolerance. We claim our love for freedom, yet few have served this nation to protect that right. We are losing sight of the three virtues that united us and gave our founding fathers hope that as a country we would endure: integrity, humility, and humor. The commitment to be honest with ourselves and our neighbors, the responsibility to respect one another as a melting pot of Americans, the ability to laugh at ourselves and with our fellow citizens for the common values we hold and the differences we share. These are the challenges that define the American brand. We are giving American populism its voice and its reason to be heard. So join us. Hear the stories told by Americans, the citizen storytellers, sharing their dreams, their struggles, their passion for what this nation's promise holds. The next generation of American political activism is here, and we want you to be part of it. The American brand, giving American populism voice. I'm Scott Kesterson, and I'm president of the American brand. Join us. This message is brought to you by theamericanbrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to theamericanbrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.